We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes,
and friend
indeed.
To the room. We have Miss Erica Ford. Welcome.
Peace.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling.
That paper planes hat is very fresh.
Yes, and hopefully you got to get yours. Like,
absolutely.
Let's get them their hats. Let's give them the two hats right here.
She said she sent it up here, but we just haven't received it yet, or yes. We ain't checked the mail.
These are the custom Life Camp hats.
Paper Planes Life Camp. Greatness is a process, coming together with pieces of lifestyle, you know, so that we could help elevate and change lives.
I love that.
Now, if you don't know, Erica Ford is doing something very special this weekend. At City Field,
as they call it.
It was Shea Stadium. It used to be called Shea Stadium at City Field. I seen you practicing because you're throwing out the first pitch. You ain't look too good, but I know y'all seen you practicing.
You just got to do better than Stephen A. Smith.
You got to do better than Stephen A. Smith and 50.
Yes,
those two. Those are Queens guys. You got to do better than them.
I will represent. I've been practicing. I'm going to get it to the plate. And Emery from Paper Planes is a catcher. And so I'm the pitcher. He's a catcher, and we're bringing together this movement so that we can help change more young people's lives.
Dope. So what is Party with Can't Play?
It's coming out tomorrow to the Mets game, and not only enjoying the fun and helping to build this movement, because a lot of times people look at joining movements and peace as corny, and I don't want to do that. That's not for me. That's for them people over there, the preachy people, right? And so we want to show them you can have fun. You could be fly. You could be part of doing something positive and having fun and all of that at the same time. And so we're telling people to come out. We're having DJ Booth, Breezy, Lynn, and a lot of other folks are coming out and participate in the tailgate party in the parking lot of City Field. And then I'm throwing out the first pitch at 6 o'clock, and then we'll be there for the game. But it's launching a whole movement, you know, bringing together those two slogans, visions, missions of greatness as a process and peace as a lifestyle.
How'd you connect with Roc Nation and Emery?
So we've been working with Shaka. We worked with Shaka for many years. then connected from Shaka, this young man named Teddy, and the Fam Fam group that mm-hmm. they have. They do our college tours. So they do scholarships for our kids, and we've been working together. Teddy came and threw the hat on my table. He was like, you like this? And I was like, get the out of here, you know. And the rest is history. It just brought it together. And it's doing the work, you know. Mm-hmm. When you're consistently out there doing the work, then I remember I said to Shaka years ago, right, when I was just arrogant, right? Like, why can't Jay-Z support me? Why can't Jay-Z support me, right? And she was like, do your work, right? And when you do your work, then things align with you. But don't beg for somebody to support you. And I just kept doing my work. And
Shaka gonna always give it to you straight. Yes. Salute to Shaka. I love Shaka so much, man.
I do too.
Now, you've been doing this for such a long time, right? Somebody posted a picture of me and you, I mean, back yes. in Queens. This was a long time ago. I mean, you were doing the work for the long time and you decided to slow down a little bit. But what does slow down mean for you? Because there's no slow down for you. So what does that mean for Erica Ford?
So I want to go back to why I had to slow down, right? In a lot of times when we run to the fire, run to the trauma, it depletes us, right? And mm-hmm. so I got sick. Like, I would be in at night choking, trying to breathe, mm-hmm. and my whole nervous system was depleted. And so I had to, like, physically stop. And so I physically stopped doing nothing for mm-hmm. 3 months, right? And so now I'm coming back just as the CEO. I will not be running the day-to-day operation of Life Camp. I won't be out there running and, you know, fighting with the police and interrupting shit and taking guns out of people's hands. No, none of that stuff no more. But at an elevated place of showing up at events and organizing, raising money for Life Camp and doing teaching, because I've learned a lot in these 30 years and I want to teach and give back to young people who are stepping into this field.
You know what's scary about that, though? They always say older people for counsel, young people for war. But the problem is a lot of people in this generation, they're not ready for war.
Right.
You still built for it. Like, you've done fought wars. Yeah. You've been in wars. You're still ready mm-hmm. to fight now. Who are you going to pass the torch to?
It's just so funny that this young lady who came with me,
mm-hmm. Tiffany?
Tiffany Lamella, is up, actually Tiffany? The interim executive director and who I'll be passing the torch to if she passes that process. But we have a group of good young people mm-hmm. Who are ready. And we have a training academy that we launched with the University of Chicago 2 weeks ago where we are actually training folks from around the United States to do this work. So as, you know, the last time I was here, we talked about Biden bringing down money. Mm-hmm. And so some of this money that has been brought down is to do the training to prepare people to do this work effectively and efficiently. And so that's what we've been doing. I'm part of a national group called the Black and Brown Peace Coalition. And from that work, we've opened up this training academy and the first cohort has been launched and it's a 6 months program. And so from this training, they will learn how to effectively lead and do this work on the front line.
You was just at the White House, right? Were you there when Quavo was there too? Or was that something else?
I wasn't there for when Quavo was okay. there, but I was there when we opened up the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention.
Got you. Mm-hmm.
So last Friday, the White House launched the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, first ever. And this will allow real support to come to the ground continually for the work that we're doing. My good son, I call him my political son, Greg Jackson, got one of the jobs as a deputy director, and another young man, Robert, got the other job. And so they're the deputy directors, and a lady named Stephanie is the director under the leadership of Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris.
So the White House been keeping promises? Because I know they pledged some money.
They did.
They did.
They have been keeping their promises.
Okay.
The Republicans have been blocking as much as they can, but that's why President Biden has doing executive orders now mm-hmm. To just override a lot of that stuff. And so they have been, as much as they can, putting down funding, changing where money used to go to other places so that it can hit the ground of CVI workers across the nation. And so they have been in that lane, put the most money in this work.
I was going to ask with New York, right? You know, Charlamagne and myself talk about New York and how much has changed, right? How much we see and hear more and more violence, whether it's, you know, in the subway or it's shooting or it's mental illness. Since the new mayor has come in, has it been worse? Has he been more helpful? What have we seen? Because on the outside and even, you know, it doesn't look any better at all. And even reading the paper every day and just hearing the stories, it just seems like it's getting worse.
So it is in the area in so it's a multi-pronged question, mm-hmm. right? In particular areas, it's getting better, right? The areas in which we're our collective New York City crisis management system is doing the work, it's getting better as it relates to gun violence. Gun violence is down.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as we see around the city, there's different kind of crimes, mm-hmm. right? There's people going in looting stores and, you know, robbing people and stuff like that. And so as we continue to grow the work that we're doing, and it's we have a problem in New York City. Mm-hmm. There's been an influx of folks coming into New York,
mm-hmm.
and they're not being able to be placed in proper homes and have the ability to live. And so what are they going to do, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to come into the community and try to live the best way they know how. And so we can't have that, you know? And so I know with our team, we work to make sure that peace is a lifestyle in a real sense. And so we have peacekeepers, we have our interrupters, we have our special ops team, we have brothers and sisters that we put throughout our target area and make sure that those things don't happen. And so hopefully it'll continue to grow and hire new people to do this type of work throughout the city.
But I feel like the solutions have always been there, right? Way before the migrants came, but you're not even taking care of the people who are here and implementing no solutions with them. So of course you're not gonna be able to take care of the migrants either.
That's what he said.
Now, what's the cannabis injunction that's going on?
So rich white folks who have these big MSOs, multi-state operations, basically put a lawsuit in using the veterans. They did many different lawsuits. This last one, they used the veterans. And they blocked the card holders, which is the brothers and sisters who got falsely arrested for selling cannabis back in the day. And so they were allocated license or organizations like ours who work with those individuals. And everybody was given license. And they put an injunction in, and it caused to stop the freeze of our ability to do anything. And mm-hmm. so we couldn't open up. We couldn't move forward in our process to, you know, get the full license, because it's actually, in order to get the full license, there's things you got to do. Mm-hmm. And so we weren't able to finish the process. October 4th, it's all for naught. But what they wanted to do when they were successful at doing was slowing the process down so that there's few amount of people who can come into the game before they come into the game. And so now on October 4th, it's open to everybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody could apply, right? And so it's really unfair, mm-hmm. because you already had a head start. That's like we in a marathon. You 20 miles ahead, you're going to come back to trip the person behind you because they catching up. Like, what? Like, are you mm-hmm. that greedy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
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 Yeah, they so that's what's happening in the cannabis. And so when we see them open, like we should not support these stores. You know, mm-hmm. we should not support these big MSOs that come into our community and try to act like they down with us, you know, and have you come into their store to buy their product, but they're in the back room stopping people who really need equity in their community from getting access to equity.
I always had a problem with that because, you know, a lot of times what they would do is, like you said, they would find somebody that's wrongfully arrested, right? Use them to get the license, because most of the people that are wrongly accused or arrested, 9 times out of 10, don't have the bank to actually support a dispensary, right? Because it takes a lot of money, architectural and everything. So what they usually do is they usually back them. And then after 2 years, you can get rid of them.
Right.
And that's what's happening in a lot of these different states. And they have to find a way to fix that. And they also have to find a way to make it not that expensive, because it sounds right. Yeah, we're going to give you the first and this, that, and the other. But right. Who has that amount of bank to actually be able to do the architecture, to do the research, to get the actual licenses and all that? It's almost impossible.
So they gave the individuals $2.5 million or an allocation of $2.5 million and a space.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, they're the landlord, right? And so at any point in time, they can take the space. They just change the name, put somebody else in,
yep.
right? If you can't pay up, right? And
I think it's after 3 years or something like that. Yeah. Or they can say, okay, you can do it, but now you can't
whenever
afford the growing equipment.
You
can't.
You
default.
You default. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and so there needs to be real equity.
I agree.
Definitely in this. And cannabis, as we see, because when you talk about there's a bunch of illegal cannabis stores all over New York City.
All over. Right. Trucks, right? Buses, all exactly. over.
And they're not closing those. They're not putting up injunctions to stop mm-hmm. those. They're not going out. But the brothers and sisters who, you know, went through the process the legal way and, you know, spent time in jail, lost money, lost family, interrupted their whole process, you're going to come at them. Like, it's just, you know, the sign. It's a typical American way.
Absolutely.
And now we got to continue to change it.
We got to talk about the Spirit Award now.
You're doing the Spirit Awards before the game, right?
That's right.
Yes.
What are the Spirit Awards for people who don't know?
So the Spirit Awards is awards that we're giving out at the Mets game tomorrow to individuals, organizations that have really, you know, been a critical part in helping people achieve their goals and aspirations, or just bringing up peace, bringing up the vision and mission of what we stand for Life Camp, supported us for years. And so we wanted to give it to the Breakfast Club
so grateful.
Because of
Thank
the
you.
Years that y'all have been supporting
Thank
us.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so
you
much. Know.
And so.
And I got to ask, so I'm looking at the weather, it says rain tomorrow. Is there a rain date?
That's the Mets.
Okay. Okay. All right. Just asking.
Damn. Erica don't run everything in New York.
I'm just asking.
You know, hopefully it starts raining after the
later
first
in
pitch.
The day. Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you for always coming up, and you know you always have an open door policy here. Anytime you want to come by, you know the address. Just swing on by and
thank you, whatever you need.
And as far as us to support you, whatever we can do, we are absolutely positive.
Any other things we need to be looking out for from Life Camp?
I'm sure we're doing a pop up next week.
Come on, help a Tiff. Help a Tiff.
Oh, we got our, yes. We have our, so it was our 20th anniversary gala, but I got sick, so we had to postpone it. And so now it's our 23rd year anniversary gala we have coming up in April. But we have a lot, this academy that we're doing in the office with the White House and helping make that a success is really where we're going to put our energy, as well as making sure that the 113 precinct that we work in is the safest precinct in the United States of America. And we're going to use our precinct to be the example of what we can do, because as you say, you're absolutely right. When you invest in what works, then it's allowed to grow and enforce. And so the city would already be at a space where we, you know, people coming in would fit into our structure.
Right.
But the structure wasn't built.
That's right.
You know, and so we're going to build a structure in Southeast Queens.
There we go.
People who want to volunteer.
What precinct is that?
113th precinct.
113th precinct. Okay.
And Life Camp's always taking donations, by the way.
Always taking donations.
What's the website?
LifeCampInc.com. Always taking donations. Get your Paper Planes hat. It's live on the website. It's live on Paper Planes. Support the work. Support the movement. Let's do this.
All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's Erica Ford.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.